would you be happy to talk about your own family's experiences with so-called paranormal phenomena? Because this was something that you mentioned to me, and it certainly feels like it probably played a role in opening you up to some larger concepts about the nature of reality and the nature of what we call the paranormal. Is this something you'd be comfortable speaking about?
I would absolutely like to do that. So here, I'll share it with you. And so like this is a weird thing, by the way, or interesting thing, and we're still kind of trying to understand it, as we all are, because this, you see a sort of grouping of UAP and paranormal, and how does it intersect? And the answer is, I don't know. But I have my one set of experiences from the Navy, and observing the videos from the Navy pilots, and working with Avi, and just thinking about that deeply. And then, of course, on this other aspect of it, my family's experience. Now, we were all grown up in traditional kind of religion, with, I think, myself as an Episcopalian, and my wife maybe raised the same. Catholicism influenced her a bit too, but ultimately, not strict, but that was just sort of the background. And then, at some point in our lives, my youngest daughter had real serious behavioral issues. And to put it, just sum it all up, she is like many of these medium that you see. She can see spirits. She saw them all the time. And a lot of listeners might just think this is just a joke, or made up. You can do some homework here. And there are people that have this ability to tap into whatever we want to call it, the other side, where people go when they die, whatever that is, the energy that people leave behind. There's a lot of ways to explain it, but it was real, and real to us. I mean, she had real experiences. It was affecting her. And we, through a lot of therapy, we were able to basically have her. Now she's 13. She became adjusted, and has kind of dealt with that. She sort of suppressed it, actually, which is okay. I mean, she's only 13. We can take a pause and help her develop as a person and human before coming to grips with that incredible ability. And my wife and I, we through this experience, to just be able to help her, we came to meet several mediums who are incredibly gifted. There's one, it's on TV, Long Island medium, Teresa Caputo. Again, listeners may think that's just a joke. That woman has real ability. I went to one of her shows in Baltimore, not even a month ago, and it was incredible how she can tap into real people and their experiences. Again, I have many people will dismiss this discussion right now, but it's sort of like a lot of people say about UFOs. I know what I saw. Well, that
Don't worry,
and
you're in safe hands with the majority of my audience.
oh, right. I've listened, but so and let me share with you a few examples. So one of our friends is a medium, and we have readings with her. She's just very gifted, and she's. I'll just share. This is my story, right? Well, we were wondering, mostly we encountered her to help my youngest daughter. And she'd read us every now and then. And I remember we were talking about our future at a certain point a couple of years ago. And I don't remember if I was a cap, I was a captain. No, I was a captain in the Navy, and I was in charge of the Naval Observatory. And the Naval Observatory makes those star catalogs I talked about. It also is the DOD, or the National Precise Time Reference. So GPS has very precise clocks, and the reference for it is at the Naval Observatory, and it's created by a system of 100 atomic clocks. A lot of technical stuff. I sat down with her. She had no idea what my job was, and she just looked at me and said, "All I see are clocks everywhere. I don't know what this means." And I don't know if you've ever been read by anybody, Jay, that has a gift like this, but you, this is something no one can guess. The technical nature of my job, no one knew. And she didn't even know, but that was one thing, and it made me just kind of go, "Wow!" And then she had a kind of a, I guess, a prediction, and she said, "I don't know what this means, Tim, but because we were sure if I would promote to Admiral, okay, at that time." And she goes, "I see five stars over your head," and we're like, "What is that?" And I was like, "There's no possibility for there's not even a 5-star Admiral in the Navy. It's now 4-star. Used to be 5-star in World War II, and." But ultimately, we just that was symbolic for something we couldn't guess. Well, afterwards, in time, I made 1-star, but then I left the Navy and became an assistant secretary. And for a period, I was an acting undersecretary. And that position is higher than the chief of naval operations. And that is so unpredictable. And for her to have seen that, we look at that still and go, wow. I mean, we didn't see it coming. Yeah. And so there's these people that can see things, and, you know, on your, I listen to your shows, and that helped us with my daughter. A really interesting example was, you know, when she was really having a lot of these experiences, we had this like little camera, basically a video recorder. And we were in her room one time, which things were happening. And we just filmed it, I think. And when we looked at the tape again, as people have seen in these experiences, there were just orbs flying all around this video. I mean, seriously, many, and it was so active. And these are all things that we just couldn't believe ourselves. And what, and my wife and I went on a journey, you know, we were raised in very traditional religious households, and these experiences, and it was out of love, by the way, that was it. We loved our daughter and we wanted help to help her. And so through just meeting people, doing a lot of reading about people, these experiences, it became real to us and it opened our minds. And I don't have all the answers, but I know what we experienced. I know what she saw. And it was even in the show I shared with you. It's called Dead Files. We had Amy, I forgot her last name, but she came on and did a show with my daughter called You Will Be Mine. And our listeners can look for that. And that just profiled her experience at a time when it was pretty, and again, we contacted them because we thought she could help her. And she ultimately did help my daughter.
That's absolutely fascinating. And has anyone else in your family, do you know of any kind of history in your family of people having certain sensitivities, or is this kind of the first time this has popped up?
Well, we do know of that. I would say my father's side of the family and potentially my wife's too. Again,
oh wow.
It's interesting how, and I've seen this happen to others who have a gift. There's sort of a family history. And I don't have details. I'm low on details because, you know, those generations didn't talk about these things a lot. It's just only been recently that my father has talked about this. But to the level, I guess, and maybe like just like the UAP phenomena, there's so much more awareness and openness now. Yeah. And you know, it's like she was not the devil. You know, she was seeing real things, and that's it. We were not going to brand her or blame her. And I think it was, and I ultimately know that it was that love that we shared, my wife and I, for her, that helped open our minds and create the right outcome for being well adjusted, having that in our history, not being afraid of it or ashamed of it, and being aware and open now to a lot of other things that happen in life. And maybe seeing their meaning.